107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. It's a busy time. Darren, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie. And before we get started, I just want to say congratulations once again on the event that you guys hosted last week. It was a huge, huge turnout. I was amazed by how many people came out, and what a great day.
It was so great to have Stratford Police Service and yourself as part of our CJCS event last Saturday, and I did enjoy the photos of the mock arrest of KFEL. That was fun.
We say mock in quotations. Who knows what KFEL is actually getting up to?
Well, we have lots on the agenda. We're going to have you back in certainly next week, of course, to talk about back to school. But in the meantime, we have a very special event that is coming up, this Friday.
Yes, this Friday. And it's a little bit more serious of a situation or a serious event here with being International Overdose Awareness Day. So the actual day is the 31st, being the Saturday, but CMHA in Stratford is hosting an event on Friday morning at 10:45 at City Hall, and they're doing a flag-raising ceremony. So staff from CMHA will be there. I will be there to represent the Stratford Police Service, and city officials will also be present.
So okay.
We'd just like to send out an invitation to anybody and everybody within the community to come and be a part of this event and help recognize those families and those individuals who have lost loved ones or someone from overdose.
Okay, and this is with CMHA, and they have a busy weekend coming up because there's also an event in support of CMHA. That is the Stratford Summerfest Jam that's happening Sunday at the Stratford Perth Museum. So big events coming up.
Big events, and there's always lots going on.
That's right. Okay, so again, that is for Friday morning, that flag raising. What's the time again?
10:45 in front of City Hall where the flag is.
All right. Well, thanks for that. And speaking of which, we were talking about the CJCS event, and the cereal box challenge continues, but that's also wrapping up.
It is. It's wrapping up on Friday, so we can still take your donations. And we encourage everyone to come in with a donation to help stuff those shelves at the House of Blessing and the Salvation Army so we can get that cereal loaded up and help out our food banks.
And you've been kind of partnering with the Stratford Fire Department on this.
Yeah, so it's a joint initiative between Stratford Police and Stratford Fire, and this has been an ongoing challenge. So when I first became aware, I thought that it had started. I thought that it actually started with the Stratford Black Swans Rugby Club. But looking back further, it starts with the City of Stratford Clerk's Office. It then went to the Army Navy, who then challenged the Stratford Black Swans, who challenged Stratford Youth Soccer, and now the challenge has come to us.
Oh, isn't that nice, the way it's kind of been passed along that way?
It's fantastic, and I'm not too sure what the total amount of cereal has been that's been donated, but it's well over 500 for sure.
Okay, and we got to do a special shout out for a young man who dropped by that CJCS event just last Saturday with some cereal boxes.
Yeah, so Jamie, this was probably the most heartwarming part of the day there Saturday. We had a young man come, about 5 years old, his name's Trevor, and he and his mom approached us and said that Trevor wanted to make a donation to the cereal box challenge. So Trevor used his birthday money and allowance and any other money that he'd been able to collect and used all of that to buy about 40 boxes of cereal.
Oh my gosh, and what was it like for him arriving with all of these cereal boxes? That's 40 boxes of cereal, yeah.
Well, he needed a little bit of help.
I would imagine.
Boxes. Oh, my gosh.
So wow.
It was a little much, but he was just so excited to be able to give. And just to see that generosity in his heart and that excitement in his eyes was just wonderful.
Okay. So, again, the Cereal Box Challenge does wrap up this week. If they want to, again, drop off some cereal boxes, what's the best way to do all that?
Yeah, so you can drop off your donation at Stratford Police Headquarters, 17 George Street, or you can drop it off at the Stratford Fire Department as well, Hall Number 1 on Erie Street.
Yeah, it's been a nice partnership there, again, helping out Salvation Army and Stratford House Blessing Food Bank, and that does wrap up on Friday. We've got lots going on. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service, and again, Darren, we'll chat next week about back to school and so much more.
Can't believe it's already back to school.
Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Jamie.
All right.